Well, thank you for being here today in the Lord's house. And I hope that something can be said to be a help to you. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. 1 Kings, chapter 18. And just a brief thought this morning. I do desire your prayers as we trust the Lord to help us. I hadn't really ever had any problems with my sinuses or my lungs until I had got COVID real bad and it attacked my lungs. And so all this smoke that we've been dealing with around us here in the mountains, it's really tightened my throat, and tightened my lungs, and tightened my sinuses. It seems like everything's tightened up. So you pray for us today. 1 Kings chapter number 18, and this is the after the great challenge that Elijah had made between him and the prophets of Baal. You remember there were 400 prophets of Baal. 400 prophets preaching Baal was God in the land of Israel. There was one prophet of God, Elijah, saying the Lord, He is God. And so he challenged them, and the people were being drawn away, like today, a falling away. People going after other things. And he said in verse 21, how long halt ye between two opinions? That's really one of the main questions that people really need to ask themselves. How long halt you between two opinions? If God, if he's truly God, serve him. And if you think the devil's got what you need, serve him. If you think Baal's God, serve him. And so he put them to a test. Sacrifice was made. You know the story. The sacrifice of Baal's prophets, how that they could not get Baal to speak a word, would not consume the sacrifice or light the sacrifice, and then how that Elijah prayed after he had tore theirs down and built one for the Lord. He prayed and the fire of God fell.
Hey.
Consumed the sacrifice. This is where we're at. Elijah's prayer of restoration. Elijah's prayer of restoration. That's what I want to preach about this morning. Elijah's prayer of restoration. So Elijah, in verse 30, down through verse 35, he's telling the people to come near. They're building the stones of the altar up, and he's putting the sacrifice on, and then he begins to pray. That's where we're at, the prayer of restoration. In verse 36, here's what he said. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is the God." And Elijah said unto them, "Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape." They took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. So I want to preach on Elijah's prayer of restoration. I know that there are people that, like the people of Israel here, they are a picture of the people of God. They were the people of God. And we know that God chose the Israelite as His chosen people. And I'm not talking necessarily, I may tonight, but I'm not talking this morning necessarily about the restoration of Israel. But I'm talking about the restoration of His people. God's people. Maybe a saved person. Maybe out of God's will. Away from the Lord, have been away from God. Like these Israelites, they were, that we want to look at as a spiritual picture today. They are the people of God, and yet they have turned their back on the Lord. They're not obeying what God would have them to do. They're not living the way that God asked them to live. They're not worshiping the Lord and reverencing Him, and they're not going to His house. They're not giving their alms and prayers and their sacrifices to God at all. They're content more with Baal, and they're content more with something else besides the commandments of God and the Word of God. And the very Word of God that reminded them how that He had brought them out of the land of Egypt, all that God had done for them. Do you know when people begin to leave the Lord? It's when they become unthankful of what God has done for them. When people begin to not be thankful anymore for the mercy that God had bestowed upon them. And God is bestowing mercy still today for sinners. People that are lost can still find mercy and redemption at the hand of our Lord. But here these Israelites had turned away, had begun to worship strange gods. And some were not even worshiping Baal, but they were not worshiping the Lord. They were in the hope between two opinions. Should I be one of God's followers, or should I not be? I want to tell you, in today's economy, in today's day of grace for the believer, if you turn from the Lord and decide you don't want to live for the Lord anymore, if God cannot restore you, God will take you out of here. That's the Bible. I really believe the Scripture teaches that. In the New Testament, we find those scriptures that a child of God, listen, you can't just go on your own life anymore. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. And there was a high price that was paid, listen, for God to bring Israel the way that he brought them out of the land of Egypt. But here Elijah is still trying to restore the people of God. And so I want you to look at the time of this restoration. It was the time of the evening offering, is what the Bible said. It was the time, listen, Elijah was going to offer an offering just at any time. It had to be when God said it was time. God accepted offerings certain times through the day. And so the prophets of Baal had taken up a good part of the day. And Elijah, he took his part. He knew when God would accept his offering, the evening offering. And so he built his altar the way that God would have had him to build the altar and laid the sacrifice there and ready to ask God if he was pleased with the sacrifice. It was the time of the evening offering. It was a way of Elijah saying, I follow every word of God. I obey the things that God has said to me. If the God of heaven has chosen to tell me to sacrifice in a certain way, that's the way that I'm going to do it. If God has chosen to tell me to live a certain way, that's the way I'm going to live. If God tells me how to walk, that's how I'm going to walk. And so he began to pray, and he wanted them to know around him that I am thy servant and that I've done all these things at thy word. I have not been doing this on my own. Listen, if you're going to be restored into the hand of the Lord, you've got to know you're not your own anymore. And you've got to know you can't just go and do things the way you see fit and the way you please. Some people say, well, I worship God the way I want to, and I'll do it the way that I believe. Listen, you better do it the way God said to do it. Amen. And I want to tell you something. The world likes to say, I got a brother, and this is one of his sayings. I can worship God at home just as good as I can up there at them churches with all them hypocrites. Well, I'll tell you something. You ought to be able to worship God at home just as good as you do at church. But if you be right with God and really restored, all them hypocrites up there at the house of God, you'll find yourself right in the middle of them come the Lord's day. And they won't look so hypocritical unto you if you're really right with the Lord. Amen. People want to point their finger. Listen, you can find fault in enough of God's children to keep you out of God's house forever. But we're all here to find restoration. We're all here to repent of our sin. We're all here to get closer to the Lord. We're all here to try our best to worship God and to fulfill what God has said in His Word. Aren't we? Surely we are. Some may walk closer than others. But there are some that are weak in the flesh. And there are those that are looking at them and saying, well, if that's what it is, then I'll stay away. No, that's what the devil would have you to do, is to keep you away from God's house, a place where God has placed His name, a place where God's word is heard, a place where you can come and the people of God are there and they're praying. It's the time of the evening offering, the acceptance of Elijah's prayer offering. He said, hear me, O Lord, hear me. He said, God, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, that I'm thy servant, that I've done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God. In other words, he's praying, God, that you'll accept this prayer. A time of restoration. Listen, if you're going to be restored, you need to pray the prayer of restoration. You need to be sincere in your heart. Listen, Elijah said, God, that these people would know that you've turned their heart. The sincerity of restoration is when somebody has turned their heart back again to God. Amen. I mean, that's when somebody can really be restored. Do you know when the prodigal son left his heart? Wasn't at the father's house. It wasn't with his brother in the field. It was in a far country. It was wasting his substance with riotous living. But there was a day that his heart turned back home. And he said, I've sinned against heaven and in the Lord's sight, against my father, against his house. I will arise. I'll return. That was in his heart. His heart was turning back to where he needed to be. That's what real restoration is. And Elijah's praying, God, turn this people back to yourself. Let this people know you're the true God, that you're in the midst, and that you're returning them back to yourself. That's when God lit the fire. That's when the fire fell out of heaven. Are you listening to me? He prayed. He prayed and said, come near. He prayed. He came near and he prayed. And he said he wanted God to receive the glory. Listen, it was more about God being made known and that God would receive the glory than it was about anything that Elijah did. The first thing that he said was, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. God, you get glory. God, you let it be known that you are real. Maybe they forgot God was real. Maybe they forgot that God had all power. Maybe they forgot that God had been watching them. Maybe they forgot just because they didn't see fire fall every day. Listen, God's not always going to let the fire fall down in front of us. But that's why we walk by faith. We live by faith. But there are those, listen, that they're crawling back, crawling away. And maybe they've gone a great distance, a great way off, like the prodigal was. He was a great way off. These Israelites in their heart, many of them had already been to Baal worship. You can't get no farther away from God. He had told them, thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not worship any other strange God. I mean, God had given them commandments clear, and many of them had took that step. Maybe some of them hadn't taken it yet, but many of them had. And they were ready. Why? Because first, Baal didn't require nothing of them. Baal didn't require nothing. Do you know what people want today in a religion? A God that doesn't require anything out of them. Amen. I'm not talking about requiring you to pay for salvation. Oh no, that's been paid for. Jesus paid for that on Calvary 2,000 years ago. But God does say, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Come out from among the world. Be ye separate people, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Don't you go near where Baal is. You can't eat at the devil's table and eat at my table. You can't drink from the devil's cup and drink of my cup. That's what the Lord says. See, he requires something out of you. Amen. You can't just live like the world. You can't live like everybody else. You're a peculiar people now. You should be a peculiar people, zealous of good works. What works? The Word of God. The very things that God asks of you and I to be. To be a light in this world. To be the salt of the earth. To love one another. To love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. To love our neighbors, ourselves. Upon these two hang all the law and the prophets. God asks us to do that. Many don't want to have a God that requires anything out of their life. Baal don't require anything. He can't speak. They don't want a God that watches them. They want to be able to hide from him. Well, see, Baal's eyes can't see. So they can do what they want to do. And they're not worried about Baal being displeased. But if they, listen, somebody that's saved, you know when you went and done something wrong. And if you don't know when you've done something wrong, then there's something wrong. There's something seriously wrong if you don't know when you've done something wrong. Amen? I'm talking about saved people. Listen, even a lost person, God gives them a conscience of right and wrong. But when you become saved, now you have the Holy Spirit in there. And now you have Him leading you and guiding you in all truth and righteousness. And He will lead you in the ways everlasting. He'll lead you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He'll lead you in the light. Walk in the light as He is in the light. You're the children of light. Walk in the light. Walk while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Are you listening to me? No man can walk. No man can do what he needs to do in the dark. But you and I are the children of light. Listen, he came near, he prayed. He wanted God to receive glory. He prayed, hear me, O Lord, hear me. A prayer of restoration is when someone really wants God to hear them. You're really sincere about your prayer. Listen, to be restored. To have restoration in the eyes of God and in the heart of God. And you know it. You get to the place, you know He's hearing you again. That's what being restored is. You know you have fellowship with Him. He hears you. And so Elijah's praying, Lord, hear me. And he's wanting God to show them that He is turned them back again. Turned their heart back again. He recognized in restoration. He said, I want the people to know that I've done all these things. Listen, somebody that's really restored, they want the world to know that they belong to God. I'm His. I'm not the way I used to be. You see, somebody that's restored, a saved man, he can't go sit on the same bar stool next to the same drunks and not say nothing. He's never going to be comfortable there again, Brother Ronnie. Are you listening to me? Same with a woman. Listen, you're never going to be comfortable the way you once were. If you're saved by God's grace,
And if he's restored your life, are you listening to me? You can't go and do the things that you want with the people that you one time did. It ain't going to work. It's never going to be the same. Not if you're restored. And there'll be something in you. If you're really restored, you're going to want them to know where you stand with God. They was people I had to go tell. I'm saved now. I can't do that. You and me, it's on Friday night, wild man. I'm saved now. I can't go out with you guys anymore. Can't do it. I can't do it. I can't go smoke dope with y'all no more. I won't be out there. I love you. And I'd like you to come to the house of God and find what I found. I really would. Listen, you find out who your friends really are. When you stand and you want them to know where you stand with the Lord. I'm restored. I'm in fellowship with Him now. Amen. My life has been saved. Listen, I've got away from God. After God saved me, I got away from God. And I started stepping out of line, Brother Ronnie. My life started stepping out of line. Why? I was out of God's will completely. My flesh was wanting to go back. It was stronger. God dealt with me and restored me. I was put back where I was supposed to be. Boy, all that had to be erased. All that had to be cleaned up. All that had to be spoken about. Amen. There had to be a stand took. And there were friends of mine. Listen, I'm giving God the glory when I said friends of mine. They became afraid. Why? Because they saw that there was something genuine and real had happened to me. And some of them had said that they did, but nothing had ever changed. But they saw something different. Are you listening to me? That's what happens to a child of God. Somebody that goes from being a sinner to being saved. There's a change in me. There's a change in you. And the same when we backslide on God and get away from God, when we get restored, listen, we're coming back to those foundations, those roots, that way, listen, hopefully never to stray again. I don't want to be a sheep that goes astray. Amen? I don't want my Lord to have to leave the 99 come looking for me. I want to be in the fold, among the fold, restored. That's what David prayed. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. See, so you lose things until you're restored if you're saved. You lose your joy. You lose your peace. Elijah prayed and said, I'm thy servant. I want them to know I'm your servant. I've done according to thy word. This people, I want them to know that thou hast turned their heart back again. This people that needs to be restored. This people that is away from you right now. That's what Elijah was praying. This people has gone in the ways of Balaam. This people that, Lord, is not walking before you, not walking uprightly. This people that needs restoration, help them to see. God, the Bible said, then the fire of the Lord fell. Listen, God stands ready to restore. God's hand of mercy is always extended to those that are His. Listen, God's hand of mercy extends to the lost every day.
Do you not think that God wouldn't extend his hand of mercy to his own children? Surely he will. God wants his children to be in his left, to be in his hands. Amen. To be close to him, in fellowship with him, walking in his light, walking in his word. God consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. God accepted it. When it was done right, a prayer of restoration, when it was done right, listen, God accepted it. God wants to restore greater than you want to be restored. Did you know that? And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, "The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. He is the true God." They totally rejected Baal. Listen, a restoration causes a rejection. These things you're going to have to turn loose of. If you're really to be restored in the eyes of God and in fellowship with him, you're going to have to turn loose of some things. Those things you went after, you're going to have to turn loose of. There's no room for them. There's no room for those people, those prophets in the lives of those Israelites. And Elijah knew it. He said, "Take them all. Take them out and slay them." Why? They were devils, devil worshiping. And they were not going to do anything but hinder the children of Israel again and again and again. Brother Brandon said it this morning. They're still causing trouble. 2,000 years later, they're still hindering the people of God. Still. The world today says, "Well, they came and took them people's land back in 1948. Are you kidding me? We've got maps that it was Israel's land 2,000 years ago. And it was Israel's land, but even before that, 2,000 more before that. You listening to me? God gave them that land long before anybody else got in there. Well, the giants that were there, they got driven out. But the Philistines, they were there, got driven out. God drove out their enemies. God gave that to Abraham. And then Abraham's sons and grandsons from Jacob on down left there and went into Egypt. And somebody moved in while they were gone, while they were enslaved. They came back to the promised land that was theirs. And there was people there waiting for them. And they had to fight them out. Now, the Lord's soon going to restore them and restore all that land to them. When the people saw it, they fell on their faces. Listen, do you want to be restored whole as God would restore these Israelites this day that Elijah prayed? "I'm not going to follow any other gods. Lord, I'm going to walk after you. Lord, I know I'm saved. I've gone astray. I'm going to follow you.
I want to be ready when you return. Lord, I want to be a light for you. I want the world to know that I stand with you. You make that statement today? I want the world to know that I stand with Christ, that I'm His. You can be restored, or if you're not saved, you can be saved. I want you to stand.